Oh yeah, that's real? Okay. Vav on the bottom. Okay. In my derech ech yigia adam im gufay ha-chumri. Okay, es ha-derech ech yigia adam im gufay ha-chumri. Ve im nafsho ish yitachas ha-shros ha-nefesh ha-bahamis. The madrega is iluya is elu. The way how a person can achieve despite his physical body and despite one's soul being under the influence of one's animalistic soul to these lofty levels, his davik the Torah Hakadosha, to connect to the Torah Hakadosha, the Koyah Rukmis, which is the source of spirituality. We can learn this from the parsha of the dream, of the tremendous dream of Yaakov Avinu. It says in the pasuk, "Behinei sulam mutzav arta." Behold, there was a ladder set on the ground, and its head reached the heavens. And behold, angels of Hashem were going up and down in it. And Hashem was standing over him. He woke up and he said, behold, Hashem is in this place. When I did not know. That was the parsha of Yaakov's dream. So, explains in the Sefer Shalom. Yaakov merumas al Torah midas tiferes. Yaakov symbolizes Torah and the midah, which is the midah of tiferes, which is, I don't think he goes into here in this. As the pasuk says, "Titain emes the Yaakov." The pasuk says, "Give truth to Yaakov." Shakavana la Torah Hakadosha. The intent emes is Torah. He's looking with me.
Yeah.
So Yaakov symbolizes Torah. Sulam, the word Sulam, the gematria koil, is the same gematria as koil. Koil means voice. Both of them are 136. Ramaz da koil kol Yaakov, and this symbolizes the koil kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov. Okay, the Hainu koil Torah, which is the voice of Torah. And what was shown to Yaakov from heaven was that the voice of Torah learning is the ladder that is set on the ground. On the beginning it starts on the ground, but its head reaches the heavens until the point that Hashem stands over it. And he explains. Yes, the first of the base of Adam. We can explain this in two different ways. Echad, the first, ki aschola hi me pashtus hatoyre. The beginning of Torah is from the simple meaning of Torah. Upashtus kiyam mitzvos maasiyos, and the simple performance of physical acts of mitzvahs. That's how Torah starts. That's how mitzvahs start, by learning Torah in a simple manner, and performing mitzvahs in its most simple fashion. But at the end, the head reaches the heavens. shemipashtas ha-toyrem ha-mitzvahs from the simple Torah and mitzvahs, hoylechum is Allah, a person gradually elevates himself to the point that angels of Hashem have their elevation and descent through him. Kol aliyas malachei mala, the ascending of the angels of above, tluyim al pi ha'avdus shel yehudi b'olamazeh, are totally dependent on the service of a yid in this world.
So those are topics of the Torah. It's very earthly. Chaos, topics. Topics of the Torah.
That's what I'm saying.
Chaos, everything. But then it goes up.
Or believe Shemas from the Pashtus, without a person starting from the absolute simple understanding of the Torah, it is impossible for the person to be able to climb upwards. And this is symbolized by the words of Chazal, Shesha'alu Malachi Ashores es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels asked Hashem, Lama Noisan HaTorah LeTachtonim. Why are you giving the Torah to people in this lowly world? Va'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe SheYashivem. And Hashem said to Moshe that he should answer them. And Moshe answered them, Klum Yesh Bachem Kolin Yonai Aseres HaDibris. Do you have among you all these concepts of the Ten Commandments? Do you have? Is it possible for you to steal? Is there murder among you? Is there adultery among you? So on and so forth. So the question, the obvious question is, this seems to be such an obvious, response to the Malachim, right? The angels wanted the Torah. Didn't the angels know what was written in the Torah before they wanted it? Didn't they know that even the Ten Commandments is only applicable to people on this world? Oh no, the answer is datam hoisa. Their opinion was since the main concepts of the Torah are the secrets of the Torah, and the lofty concepts that apply to the Torah, shal pia hanhagas kol olam, is that through this all the world are controlled. Im kein shayachas haTorah kedosh la'elyonim yoisim la'tachtonim. So if that's the case, so then the Torah belongs to the upper ones more than it should to the lower ones. Va'amar lehem, but Moshe said to them, Klum shayach lechem in yonei aseres hadibris b'maizeh. But still, do the Ten Commandments apply to you in their physical meaning? The kimush ha'aschola, since the beginning, has to be mipashtus ha'Torah through the simple meaning of the Torah, mipashtus ha'maizeh, and through the simple actions of mitzvahs, imein etzlechem pashtus ha'Torah. So if that simple meaning doesn't apply to you, lo shayachas lachem ha'Torah b'chlal, so then the Torah doesn't apply to you at all. Kitchilasa, because the Torah has to be bechinas sulam mutzavot. It has to begin by as a ladder that is set on the ground. It is only after that a person can elevate himself to the heavens. But one must begin with the simple meaning of the Torah. You can't begin in heaven. You got to start on the ground. You can climb upwards.
In the dream, were the angels going down first or up first?
Up first.
They were going up.
Up on the left. She asked the question. He says, why would it be going up and down versus that up? That's not
Ivan Shani. That's one approach. Second approach would be Yeshlaima. Shemiruma is Ronnie.
It was
if you've ever hit the fans, please. Over there. Turn on, please. Yeah. Am I the only one that's hot? Is that? Oh, I'm sorry.
You're the wrong way of it, Ron.
Oh, maybe that's why.
They're going winter direction.
I have one more coat in my standard, if you want, I can run.
Then maybe these two are going around.
If you get cold, you can wear it.
Yeah,
there
is. What?
Fry the motor.
Yeah, it was one
of the loads. Not doing one.
Like throwing the car through
it. Actually, what it is the fans keeps going the same way to build this stuff.
Is that better?
I don't know, I feel some air.
I don't know. Call it, you gotta cut yourself. Oh, even Hashemi. Even Hashemi Yeshlema. Second approach can be said. Shemarum is Be'inyan Asula Amutza Barutza. What it hinted to, what is symbolized by this ladder that is set on the ground, in a Tachlis Nimad Al Torah Tzorach Lias the Shema. The purpose of Torah learning has to be the Shema. And as he explained, before, the Shema means for the sake of connecting to Hashem. Oh no. Amru Chazal. Chazal say, La'ilam yilmad adam shalai l'shma. Shematek shalai l'shma bo l'shma. That a person should always learn not l'shma. Meaning, even if a person is not on that level yet, that he can learn for the sake of connecting to Hashem. Right? A person should still learn Torah anyway, even though the person has ulterior motives. Because if a person learns enough for their ulterior motive, eventually the person will learn Lishma. V'yarnu liel, and we explained above, Alpimashmos has for Magdashim. According to what the Nesivah Shalom has derived from the Holy Svarim, She'ena Dvorim Kipashtan Mamish. This saying of Chazal is not to be taken literally. She'yilmet Shaloy Lishma, that a person should learn for ulterior motives. She'aroyim Harbe Anoshim Alem Dim Kol Yimeim Shaloy Lishma. Ve'enim Boim Lelim Lishma. Because you find many people that all of their days they learn Shaloy Lishma with ulterior motives, and they never end up learning Lishma. They never end up learning for the sake of connecting to Hashem. So how can Chazal tell us a person should always learn Shalei Lishma, and eventually you get to Lishma? We find people that learn their entire life Shalei Lishma. They never achieve this level of Lishma. Achana perishu. Rather, what Chazal are telling us is she yilmad mitoich kavanazu she mitoich shaloi lishma yilmad lilmad lishma. So the Nesivah Shalom explained that intent has to be involved. When a person is learning for the ulterior motive, they have to have in mind, I'm learning, even though I still have ulterior motives, I'm learning with the ulterior motive because I'm hoping that this will eventually bring me to the Shema. If a person is learning solely for the ulterior motive, not having in mind that this will eventually bring him to learn for the right purpose, then just close the book and don't even try. If a person has ulterior motives, it has to be with a craft. I have these ulterior motives, but I'm hoping that by me learning for these ulterior motives, eventually I'll achieve Lishma.
Is the concept of Lishma black and white, like either it is Lishma or not, or is there a gray area where it's mixed in and like...
Usually, Yiddish guy is black and white.
Okay.
Either you're doing it for the right purpose or not.
It's not like I'm connecting to God, but also I'm benefiting from, selfish motives as well. Like it's not, I mean...
Doesn't work. Usually it doesn't work.
Okay.
There are different types of ulterior motives. There's ulterior motives that are negative motives. Those are unacceptable altogether. Then there are ulterior motives that are not negative. They're just not for the right reason. As long as the intent is that I should eventually achieve my goal of learning the Shema, then that's fine. If his entire learning is for this goal, when I talk about goal, I usually get his attention, right? As long as the learning is for this goal, then eventually, this is an acceptable way of learning, even though at this point it's still for an ulterior motive. And then the person will truly achieve this level of lishma. And now he says exactly what I just told you. And the definition of shloi lishma is lo shiyesh v'zeh tzad shlili. Is not that there's any negative component to this, to his intent. When we're talking about shaloi lishma, that it's not lishma, we mean that it's not lishma. Not that it's not lishma. Right? It can't be for a negative motive. It has to be, I just don't have that positive motive. That is what the latter symbolizes. In the beginning, it's set on the ground, which symbolizes learning shaloi lishma, learning not for the right purpose.
Is the purpose to be paid for teaching Torah? Is learning so you can teach Torah not the right purpose? Learning so you can sort of make money, is that the right purpose?
Not the right purpose.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
No. No, they want to teach Torah because they want to teach Torah, not because they want to make money.
So you
have to
do it.
I think parents.
Just like,
no, they would do it for nothing if there would be another way for the family to survive.
I don't think rabbis get into their profession because of money.
It's just not smart business.
What?
So it's just not smart business that you're Torah ready for money.
But since the goal is the heavens, the kavanasa the toivah, and his intent is for the right reason, the person gradually ascends until he actually achieves this lofty level. And that level is that Hashem stands over him, which is the connection to Hashem, that is the goal of Torah learning. And the explanation of this, how is it possible, as Yaakov said before, by learning how the cow gores the donkey, how does a person, from the simple understanding of Torah, how can a person achieve lofty levels through that? It's written in the name of the Ram of Dolana. That in the psukim that we say, the verses that we say during the Haggadah, within all of those psukim are hidden all of the illuminations that are the secrets of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And by saying those psukim, we draw that illumination. According to his words, Yashlami, we could say the same thing. We can also say the same thing regarding the psukim that we say Shabbos night when we say Kiddush. Pesukim Halalo, Tomri Veganis or Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. In these Pesukim are hidden the illumination of the sanctity of Shabbos. The Iyav Shalaham Shech Or Shal Mala, and we cannot draw this illumination of above. Meaning that one cannot draw upon any type of illumination unless one starts from the source of where this is written in the Torah. If you want to draw upon the illumination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to read the Pesukim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you want to draw upon the Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh, you have to read the Pesukim of the Torah that talk about Shabbos, which are the Pesukim of Vayechulu. K'moichen, so also, Gam ve'inyan limud al Torah. The same thing applies to Torah learning. Tzorach lahamen, we have to believe. Ki pashtus al Torah, that the simple understanding of Torah, hi sulam hamutzav arza, it is a ladder that although it is set on the ground, v'roisha megiya shemayim, its head reaches the heavens. And when a person, you agree with him?
Yes, exactly.
And when a person learned the simple words of Torah, whether it's the axe that gores the cow, or the person who is exchanging the cow for the donkey, through that the person gradually ascends until the point that he's connected to Hashem. And this Yaakov said, behold, Hashem is in this place. Behold, Hashem is even in this simple words of the Torah. Then I didn't know. Yaakov himself was wondering, how is it that from the simple words of Torah, Magia Yehudi Madregus Ke'elu, a person can achieve these lofty levels, he is Davak Hashem, to be connected to Hashem. An explanation of this is, Shakoyach Shal Kedusha Shiesh B'Torah Akdosha. It is the power of sanctity that lies in the Torah, who B'Bechinesh Shashar, is like a chain. That every ring of the chain is connected and intertwined with the ring that follows it. And when a person ties himself to that last chain that is on the very, very lower end of the chain, he is automatically connected to that ring that is on the very, very top, and the very, very highest ring of the chain. As this is hinted to in the wording of the pasuk, Yaakov chevel nachlosai. Yaakov, which is the Jewish people, are like a rope. Just like a rope, whoever is tied to the bottom of the rope is tied to whatever is at the top of the rope. If a person has clarity in Torah learning, and he believes that Hashem takes pleasure even from learning the simple things of Torah, such a person elevates himself in the levels of the Torah, like someone who is going up a ladder, darga achre darga, step after step, yala betach, such a person can go up and be secure.